Then you graduate?
I graduated in the fall of 45, and Nancy graduated in the spring of 46. When I graduated, I went to several cities in our region to see whether or not I would like practicing in Dallas, Kansas City, Denver, and Tulsa. I got job offers in each of the cities, but decided to stay in Tulsa, which my father-in-law, who came to be my father-in-law the next year, said was predestined because he knew I would never go away from Tulsa after he'd met me. He could tell that.
How do you get Nancy to come out here and visit you?
We weren't engaged. I'd never proposed, but we were obviously very serious. I was in practice as an associate. Her parents said that they felt that she should come out and meet my family, knowing how serious our conversations had been. She came on the train and had, for her, just a totally unexpected experience in that when she got to the Missouri border, she saw that all of the blacks who were sitting in the same car with her got up and moved to another car. These were the days of Jim Crow. Blacks were not supposed to be sitting in the same railroad car as the whites. When she got to the railroad station, she found that there was a Negro waiting room, Negro toilet, Negro water fountain. Since I wasn't there because of the train being a little early, she elected to go into the Negro waiting room and wait for me. And if I didn't find her there, she was definitely going to take the next train back to Chicago. Well, I got into the station, didn't see Nancy, so I knew just exactly where she would be because we knew each other very well by that time. So I went right into the waiting room, found her, and instead of showing her all of Tulsa and meeting with everybody and friends and what have you, we spent the weekend discussing what life in Oklahoma might be for her. She just could not see living in Tulsa with the black not being able to associate with the whites in the same way. So we talked and we talked, and finally on Saturday night I said to her, "Why don't you just marry me and change it?" She didn't even think for a minute. She said, "Okay, but we'll have to move in 1 year, and you'll have to agree to that if I'm not happy." So I said, "No question, we'll do it." We got married in the spring, and I took the Wisconsin bar examination so that we could practice in Wisconsin. Fortunately, she ended up staying in Tulsa with me because of good circumstances, which she was able to produce for herself.
Why Wisconsin bar?
Both of us went to Madison, Wisconsin a few times while we were in law school. It's very close, and we knew of it as a very nice town. It was a city, but it was a very small city at that time. So we would go up on a drive on a Sunday. It was a very easy thing to do. We did it a couple of times and just liked it. Didn't think of it as a place to live or not live, but enjoyed our weekend there.
So you took that Wisconsin bar exam in case it didn't work out here in Tulsa? Yeah,
so that I could be ready to move.
And you would have moved to Madison, Wisconsin?
That was the plan. Wanted to live up to what I'd promised, and I couldn't do it in a year if I hadn't taken the bar and be ready to move.
You were married when?
March 2, 1946.